Hello?
Hello, Tab?
Yes.
Hey, Tab, it's Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you doing?
I'm all right. About you?
I'm doing good, too. Is this a good time to speak with you?
It is.
Okay, cool. So I was asked to reach out to you regarding Google Guarantee option available for your company. Have
mm-hmm.
you? Do you know anything about it so far?
Very little.
Very little. What do you know about it?
Was kind of like a lead-based kind of opportunity.
Uh-huh. It is. It is. It is Google's own pay-per-lead program. Anything
mm-hmm.
else?
That's about it.
Okay. Okay, cool. I just want to know where to start is all. You know what I mean? So I guess we're going to go from the top. Is that okay?
All right. That's fine.
Okay. So Google Guarantee is Google's own pay-per-lead program. You do have it absolutely correct. And the way that Google has designed it is to trump all other pay-per-lead programs. What I mean by that is if you've ever done Angie, Thumbtack, Porch, have you done any of those?
Yes, I've done Angie, and I'm not happy with that.
Right. So everything that you don't like about Angie has actually been made right with the Google Guarantee program. And what I mm-hmm. what I mean by that specifically is sharing the leads, sharing the position, no rectification if it's an unqualified lead, all the things. All the things that frustrate you about it have been made right. So Google's pay-per-lead program goes through a vetting process just to make sure that you do qualify before we jump in to price point. Do you have the Tennessee State CMC-C mechanical contractor's license?
I do.
Okay, and do you have $250,000 general liability insurance?
I do.
And do you have any felonies in the last 7 years?
I do not.
Do you have any face-to-face employees?
No, I'm the only employee.
Okay, and do you have a Tennessee driver's license?
I do.
And a United States Social Security number?
I do.
Beautiful. Then for all intents and purposes, you would pass. I just have to make sure, obviously, I don't want to waste your time or mine going through details if you're not going to qualify for the position. So,
sure.
And with that being said, the upfront cost is a one-time $250 application fee. That is non-refundable. It does go to get yourself and the entire company background checked. Google's looking basically for felonies or any claims against the company that would hold them back from, you know, they're looking for hate crimes and stuff like that. Obviously,
mm-hmm.
you're going to pass this Google Guarantee application process. Now, the application process itself can take a max of 4 to 8 weeks for complete Google Guarantee approval. It doesn't always or even usually take that long. I am required to let you know what the terms and conditions state. Now, if you've done a search on Google recently looking for HVAC contractor, HVAC specialist, any of the keywords or services that you're providing, at the very top of the page, it'll say sponsored, and it will have
mm-hmm.
some businesses listed, and then it will say Google Guarantee next to those businesses. Have you seen that?
I have.
Okay, that's the spot we're talking about putting you in, okay? And the reason
okay.
that we want to list you there is because that is Google's own pay-per-lead program. Now, with that being said, obviously, Google is a trusted household tool, right? But in addition to that, when it says guarantee next to it, people just kind of go ape over it because they can click on it and see what is the guarantee. What does the guarantee mean? The guarantee
mm-hmm.
means that Google is backing your company with additional $2,000 worth of insurance per individual client, meaning that in the event that something went absolutely wrong and they were not able to make it right with you, Google will actually pay them back up to $2,000 worth of insurance for an individual client. Now, in the long and the short
okay.
of it, that's not a ton of money, but it makes them comfortable, okay?
It does, yeah.
Okay. Now, with that being said, what does that get you? What is the protection and how does that help you and make you choose this program over any other pay-per-lead programs? And those answers are vast. A, you don't share the position. You're the only one that we're promoting in that particular area through the Google Guarantee. B, you're not charged for additional areas. If you want to serve the entire state of Tennessee and you're licensed and insured for it, then by all means, you absolutely can. You can cherry pick
mm-hmm.
exactly where you want to come up in those areas. The price point does not change. Additional to that, you're only paying per qualified lead. So in the event that you get a phone call and it's a sales solicitation spam or robocall, you are not charged for that lead. Google assigned you a call tracking phone number, and they're going to be tracking those calls with the AI listening feature. So what that means is that if it's any of those calls, or if it's somebody asking for a service that you don't provide that is not listed in your service profile, say you don't offer heater installation, and they call you for heater installation, AI is listening to that phone call. It's automatically disqualified because that's not listed in your service profile as a keyword or service that you're actually providing to your clients. Does that make sense?
It does.
The same is true if it's outside of your service radius. So if it's outside of an area that you're not servicing and they call you, which would be very hard for them to find you outside of your service radius, but in the event that they do, you're going to decline that job and then you're not going to be charged for that. Now, what you will be charged for is if, A, the client were to call and request estimate over the phone, and you give the estimate over the phone, which would probably be extremely hard for you to do for what you're providing. Secondly, is if the client were to call and request estimate face-to-face, therefore you're setting up a face-to-face appointment with the client, Google considers that a qualified lead. Okay?
Okay.
Now,
but you said Google considers an estimate over the phone qualifying lead?
They do. Mm-hmm.
I can't do that. I can't do that.
Okay.
That's not, I mean, you just can't, you can't give an estimate of, like you said, of in heating and air conditioning, because you don't know what the problem is. You don't know
exactly. So you're going to set an appointment with them face to face because you're going to let them know, I can't give you an estimate over the phone because I have to be able to diagnose your problem. So that's why I said it's a rare occasion that you're going to get a call where somebody's saying, hey, how much is it to replace my HVAC system? Well, first of all, I don't even know what your HVAC system is or what it looks like or if you even need a replacement or any of the things that would qualify it for you to give them that answer. So you're going to set an appointment with them to go out and estimate them face-to-face, correct?
Yeah, I mean, you say it's very rare. It's not very rare. I get that, periodically. People want to know how much is a condenser fan motor? Well, I don't know what kind of condenser fan motor you have.
Exactly. What I'm saying is it's very rare that is not that they're going to call and ask for that, because when they call and ask for that, then you're going to give them an appointment time where you're going to come out and see them. What I'm saying is it's very rare where you're going to be able to give that answer on the phone.
Okay, wonder if the potential client doesn't want me to come out. Am I still charged for that?
If you didn't give the estimate over the phone, then no, you're not charged for that. If you don't have a way to estimate that over the phone and give them the answer that they're requesting, then that's not considered a qualified lead.
Okay.
Okay.
Because you get what I call power kickers.
Yep, and, I call them that too. They are.
And, they're wanting, I just had a guy call me just yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And, he was wanting me to help him diagnose his problem over the phone. I said, I don't do that. I said, I'll come out and diagnose it for you.
Sure.
I said, but I'm not
a YouTube director.
No, that's right.
I know. Trust me, I know what you guys have been through. And I'm going to tell you, the difference between this and what you've dealt with Angie's and all of that is these leads show a 33% stronger closing conversion than any other type of paper lead out there. This program's been around for 6 years. And Google literally built it to trump those other type of paper lead programs. The other cool thing about it is that it automatically disqualifies those calls that are considered unqualified. So you're automatically not charged for them. If one happened to slip through the cracks, you give us that number, which you have the ability to listen to every single recorded phone call through your local Splash dashboard. You give us that number, we're the ones to dispute it with Google, and we get that money back right away. It's not an issue.
Okay.
Now, getting down to brass tacks, the upfront cost is the $250 application fee, like I've already disclosed to you. Once you're completely Google Guarantee approved, your cost per lead is it's a minimum of $58.67. It can increase on occasion depending on if max lead bidding is going to be an option in your area. The minimum monthly budget in order to begin the Google Guarantee Leads tab is $765. That's going to get you up to 13 Google Guarantee Leads at the $56 mark. So what that looks like is you pay the $250, we go through the application process, we get you completely Google Guarantee approved. Once you're approved, we call you, we say, hey, Tab, we're ready to cut the leads on. You're completely approved. Your ad is live. We're ready to rock and roll. You pay the $765. The leads will begin rolling in at a, if it's left idle and you don't adjust it in any way, shape, or form. If you don't increase the leads or pause the leads are going to flow in at approximately 3 leads a week. If they're unqualified, then you will not be charged for the leads. The lead will obviously, you know, you'll get another lead within that week. You have the ability to increase those leads or slow them down should you need to. For example, if you would like to get 8 leads in a week or more leads in a week, then you have the ability to increase the lead flow without increasing the budget. You also have the ability to pause the campaign. Since you mentioned that you're a one-man band, probably you're going to receive a lead and then you're going to be able to schedule that job, so you would call and pause the campaign. That way the leads aren't coming in when you're not able to answer them. You know that it's a Google Guarantee lead coming in because it says so on the caller ID. It also says so right before you pick up the phone. It's going to do the whisper feature that says LSA, Google Guarantee, so you know that this is one of those calls that you're paying for, as opposed to just a standard phone call coming in from a regular human being or client. Now, when you pause the campaign, that's where it stops. Say you pause that campaign with $682 left in it, and you pause it for 6 months, for 14 days, for 42 months. Whatever that looks like, that's where the campaign stops. It continues to roll over until it's completely exhausted. Once the budget's completely exhausted, then we would contact you to go ahead and refill the budget.
Okay. That's a little different.
It is. It is different. Google designed it this way, and the people that participate in this particular program, I'm going to tell you, I actually rolled this program out since beta. From the time that it began, Google contacted our company as a premier partner to be one of the test companies in an effort to help get this product out. And I literally have not had a single person cancel on profit with these type of programs. This particular program literally trumps all other pay-per-lead programs, and there's no automatic charges on it. When the phone rings, if it's not a qualified call, you're not being charged for it. It's not like we're sending you a number and we're like, hey, Tab, by the way, this might be a good client for you. Why don't you go ahead and give him a call? But beware, 6 other guys are calling him as well. That's not how it works. The client's gone to Google. They've looked in the Google Guaranteed section. They've determined that they want to work with you specifically. They're reaching out and contacting you directly. You're not sharing that lead. And it's a live human being on the other end of the phone. You're not stuck trying to chase them down.
Okay. What kind of guarantee did I get for that? If it doesn't work.
If what doesn't work?
The program.
Well, it's all done month to month. There's no contract. So if you're not completely satisfied with the program, then you have no reason to continue it. Yeah. It's not like there's an automatic charge or like we have to lock you into any type of contract with this. The clients choose to keep coming back to this program because it trumps all other programs. And the keywords are very specific with what you're offering for HVAC. So Google has determined these categories as actual verticals, and then they give us subcategories depending on what it is that you're offering. What I mean by that specifically is for HVAC, there's AC maintenance, install AC, repair AC, clean ducts and vents, install ducts and vents, repair ducts and vents, heating maintenance, install heating system, repair heating system, HVAC maintenance, repair HVAC, install thermostat, repair thermostat, ductless heating and AC services. So if you're not offering each one of those keywords, say you're not offering cleaning the ducts and vents. Say you don't offer to do that. That's not a service that your company provides. Then we're going to leave that service off of your services that you're providing. Nobody's going to call you for that. If they did happen to call you for that, then you wouldn't be charged because that's not a qualified lead. It's not listed on your service profile.
Okay. What is, can you see my service profile?
You don't have a service profile for Google Guarantee yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I did,
With Google, yes, and your keywords and the services that you have with us, absolutely. I can see all of those things, but with Google Guarantee, they're very specific with the keywords that you're providing within each vertical.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
You want to give it a shot?
I was anticipating it being more than four to six weeks.
Well, the chances are that it, as long as you get us, you get that application filled out stat and you get it back to us, we're going to push it through as quickly as possible. We want it to happen for you sooner as well. Okay? But the only way for it to ensure that it's going to is to go ahead and get the application moving forward and crank it up. Like that's all that I can do about that. I've literally seen people that get that application back to us. Because what happens is we send you the application, you fill it out. It takes about 10 minutes to fill it out because you already have these documents. You don't have to go searching for them. You don't have to, you know, see if I have this or that. You've confirmed that you do have those specific documents. Those are the specific documents that they're looking for on the application. You upload those to the application. The client interview for that takes 15 minutes. We schedule that with the technician, and then they go ahead and submit the application. As soon as the application is submitted, then we're rocking and rolling. But 9 out of 10 people that it takes a 4 to 6 weeks is because they drug their feet getting me the application. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Now, I've seen it happen in 4 days. I've had guys that get me it and crank it out, and bam, turn around 4 days later, 8 days later. You know what I mean? 16 days later. Like, I've seen it happen very, very, very quickly, but it really depends on how quickly you get us the information that we need in order to verify it.
Okay. What do you need?
Okay. So, I need your permission to charge the card that we have on file. The $250 application fee, which is a MasterCard ending in 5477. Or do you want to put the application fee on a different card?
I can't remember that off the top of my head, so I'm going to look at my card.
Okay. All right.
I got a half a dozen of them, so I don't know
well,
which one it is.
How's y'all's weather back there? You seeing good weather?
Oh, yeah.
Good. Has it turned yet?
Not too bad.
Okay.
It's about, I guess, about 75 degrees here today.
Holy smoke. Okay.
So, it's not that bad yet.
No, it's not that bad yet.
Mm-mm.
My sister's in Houston, Alabama.
Where is that at?
It's at the top of Alabama, about probably like, I'd say 30, 40 miles from, no, it's a little bit, it's like 60 miles from Huntsville.
You said Houston?
Houston, yes, Houston, Alabama. It's out on Smith Lake.
Hello?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay.
I said it's out on Smith Lake.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I know where Smith Lake is.
It's beautiful there.
It is that.
Yes, it sure is.
So, yeah, card is 5477.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and charge that $250 application fee now, and then I'm going to send you the application.
Okay.
Do that. Got it? Okay. Application's going to come through to you via email. It's going to say Google Guarantee application, and it's going to have a clickable blue link where you're going to be able to open up that application. Now, it's going to ask you for all of those specific things that I've already asked you for and that to ensure that you actually have them. Additionally, it's going to ask you what the minimum monthly budget, so I'm putting the hard numbers down into the email right now. It says CPL, which is cost per lead, and MMB, which is the minimum monthly budget. I've gone ahead and sent that out to you now. And then I can actually schedule your client onboarding call for today. Do you have time to fill that application out now?
No, I should here after a while. I don't know what time you want to.
Well, is it 12:15 where you're at, or is it 1:15?
It's 12:15.
All right. So you want to go ahead and schedule you for 5 o'clock today?
I should be back by then.
Or do you want to do it for tomorrow morning? I can schedule it for tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. It's sure for tomorrow morning. Probably, around this time tomorrow morning. Tomorrow would be great. Yeah.
So around 12.
Yeah.
All right, you're going to get an email that's going to say GG Onboarding. It's going to have your first and last name with your phone number. It will serve as a placeholder within the Google Calendar. I will be the one to call and introduce you to your onboarding agent. Please note, Tab, that if that application is not complete, I cannot conduct client onboarding, okay? So it's important that the application is complete. If you get to that application today before 6 p.m. today and you need help with it or you have any questions, please call me back directly. You have my direct extension line, and you and I can even hop on a video call if you need any type of help. I'd love to help you fill it out, okay?
That'll work.
It's pretty straightforward. I don't anticipate you having any issues. With the certificate of insurance, it does ask that you have the accord document of the certificate of insurance, but we give you an example photograph within that application, okay?
Okay. Well, that brings me to my next question.
Yes, sir.
Will I have to call my insurance company, and do y'all just need a copy of it?
Electronic copy of it. We don't need nothing from them.
Okay. All right. This is verify I do have it, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, I do have that, but I know I'm dealing with Lowe's and several other companies, and, you know, I have to get my insurance company to send it to them.
No, you don't have to. We just need a copy of the accord document. You don't have to have them send it to us.
Okay.
It's just proof that you have it, and then we just verify it through the system when we go through the background check process.
That'll work.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, congratulations, Tab. I look forward to working with you on this. You're going to love Google Guarantee.
I hope it's not a failed attempt there, because, be honest with you, I've had several of them, and I just fired a marketing company this last month, and, I've tried and tried and tried, and everybody wants to, well, this will guarantee everything. You won't have to worry about nothing else, and, you know, that's where I'm at with it. Now, I'm very skeptical about a lot of this stuff.
I understand. I completely understand. I understand. I do. I talk to you guys all the time. I understand where you're at, especially if you've been taken advantage of. You have to be skeptical. This is not the say-all, do-all. This is not the end-all to marketing. This is definitely going to supplement and put you where you want to be. And it's going to give you that additional position at the top of the page where people are going. It is a coveted position, and it is going to set you above your competitors. I'm not going to say that this is going to be, you know, the moon and the stars and 100% of everything that you ever need as far as marketing goes for the rest of your life. I'm not going to set an unrealistic expectation, but I will tell you, I've been with this company for 9 years, and in those 9 years, in six of them, I've helped roll this program out. I'm very passionate about this particular program because of the results that my clients see.
Okay. Because, you know, I've spent a lot of monies on marketing. In the course of 2 years, and I'm still at square one. I mean, that's where I'm at with it.
Right.
I'm almost to the point that I don't believe anything that's on the internet, period.
Got it.
Because I've been, scammed so many times, hoping that, well, this is the holy grail here. This is going to get my company a jump start, get me where I need to be, and it happened. I mean, I don't know if this is truly all what it's cracked up to be is digital marketing stuff, because I don't, you know, I'm 57 years old. I've been doing this for 38 years. And yeah, what did we do before we had
the internet?
Internet or anything like that. You know, there were successful companies without the internet. So, you know, that can happen also again. So that's where I'm at with it. I mean, it's like I tell every marketing agency I'm with, I said, you know, if this don't work, then y'all are out. I'm done.
Right.
I won't spend another dime.
For sure.
Because in the day, that's my livelihood. So.
Right.
And I've spent a bunch of money doing this stuff and I hadn't got the results I need. So.
I understand. Absolutely. I believe that you're going to love this program.
All right. Well, like I always say, proof's in the pudding.
It sure is. I agree with you 100%.
So.
All right. I'll talk to you soon. For very, very sure, I'll be talking to you tomorrow. If you have any questions with that application, feel free to reach out to me, okay?
I sure will.
All right. I'll talk to you later, okay, Tab?
All right. Thank you, Amy.
Okay. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.